Well, good morning, Sower Nation. I'm back. And have I ever missed you? I have. I have had a good breather, I guess you'd call it. And I want to thank Dan Wilt for the yeoman's work that he did on all the things, everyday ministry and the power of the Holy Spirit. It was fantastic. It was thorough. It was deep. It was rich. It was real. Dan Wilt, wow, thank you, Dan. We've heard so much feedback from so many of you. I've thought about taking the rest of the year off. But I can't do that. I'm back, and I'm going to be leading a short series here through the rest of the summer. I think I'm decided I'm going to land some in my work on the Gospel of Mark. I call it the Gospel of the Holy Spirit. Of course, we won't be able to get all the way through it because it's one of my longest books on the shortest gospel, interestingly enough. And I'm going to have some special guests, I think, drop in a couple of weeks, too. I'm looking forward to sharing those with you. Dad's coming over today, and we're going to be singing. A lot of you have been asking about that. So let's just dive right in. Enough preliminaries. We're here to meet with Jesus, not JD, okay? And Jesus is here. He is ready to meet with us as we open the Word of God and ask Him to teach us. So, today is July the 9th in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. Let's begin with consecration. Wake up, sleeper! Rise from the dead! And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry, we're starting up in Mark. I'm actually giving you a couple of preliminary days. I mean, we're diving right in, but I wanted to kind of tell you the story, my own little bit of a story, with how the Gospel of Mark's become so important to me. So, our text today, get this, it comes from Acts chapter 10, verses 36 to 38. Hear now the word of the Lord. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout the province of Judea, beginning in Galilee, after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. It's the word of the Lord. Our entry today is entitled The Mark Pizza Challenge. Part one. We'll do part one today and part two tomorrow, and we'll jump right into Mark chapter 1, verse 1. Maybe on Saturday, we'll see. But now consider this. It is the shortest gospel. That's what I was thinking. There I was, a 2L, a second-year law student, heading into the summer months as a highly underqualified Bush League youth pastor, in charge of leading a big league youth ministry. I didn't know what to do to engage those young people, but I knew one thing for certain. It had to start with the Word of God. In an effort to find the best intersection of youth on summer break and the Word of God, I chose the shortest gospel, the Gospel of Mark, with all its 16 glorious chapters, 678 verses, and 11,304 words. I wasn't trying to lower the bar, but to change the game. I wanted to shift the approach from I ought to read my Bible every now and then to I must dig into the Word of God every day. We needed to shift from external prodding to internal hunger, from oughts and shoulds to musts and now, from ticking a box to winning a game. And so began the Mark Pizza Challenge. To win the challenge and be included in the pizza party to end all pizza parties, all you had to do was read the Gospel of Mark. One chapter a day, 16 days in a row. If you missed a day, it meant starting back over with chapter one. We allowed unlimited restarts, and students and adults had the entire summer to get it done. Stories abounded. The students went all in. It wasn't about the pizza as much as it became about completing the challenge and doing it together. One kid recounted a story of being at camp and forgetting to read, remembering after lights out and before midnight, and getting out their flashlight in their zipped-up sleeping bag and getting it done to keep the streak alive. Can you see him there with the flashlight and the Bible in the sleeping bag? Another kid invited his whole non-church-going family to join the challenge. The whole thing took on epic proportions as momentum built. Some kids wound up reading it a dozen times after the misses and restarts were all tallied. When together, we would talk about Mark's Jesus stories as though they had happened that very morning. I will forever remember one of the kids citing the fifth chapter of Mark as a warrant to pray for another of our students who needed physical healing. We went for it. We didn't know any better. And this student was miraculously healed. Like those first disciples, we were astonished. Through this simple, living way of reading together, we became intrigued by the seemingly secret power of Jesus' prayer life. This seamless sort of intimate conversation between he and his Father inspired us to follow. I will always remember the wonderful sight of too many sleeping bags to count stretched across the front of the sanctuary for the spontaneously called all-night prayer meeting inspired by Mark's gospel. This led to the weekly pre-dawn prayer breakfasts that soon began to awaken the high school. As you are imagining by now, the pizza celebration feast transformed into the veritable banqueting table of the kingdom of heaven. The challenge led us beyond the comfy confines of a more committed devotional life. We were actually following Jesus. These teenagers had grown up in a church seized by the inertia of religious motions and machinations, and they weren't having it. They wanted the movement. The Word of God was leading them into the world of God-sized possibilities. The Word of God, the Scriptures, led us to the Word of God, Jesus. And Jesus led us to the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God, through this band of students, began to sow the seeds of awakening into the whole church that continues to grow and bear fruit to this day. Let's pray. Our Father, how we marvel at these words from the Bible about how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. And now, Lord Jesus, we open our whole lives to you to do the same thing through us. Anoint us with the Holy Spirit and power so we can do good and heal and bless and love. It will be for your glory, for others' gain, and for our good. And in Jesus' name, amen. Man, I love that story, don't you? It was so pure-hearted. It was so, I knew nothing about anything. And I was in charge of leading a youth ministry. No training, no education for it. I've been in church, but sad to say, that kind of got in the way of a lot of things back then. But it was faith, you see. When you show up with nothing and you discover that that's all Jesus needs and he's bringing everything, that's when the real something starts to happen. I want that so much. I know you want it too. Guys, that's why we're meeting together every day, day in and day out, here on the Wake Up Call. We're on a transformational journey of love from Jesus to a person, through a person, to a person, through a person, and we keep on going until every person has been met. All right, I got a couple of journal prompts for us. I know you got your journals ready. I know you wrote all over that workbook with Dan Wilt. I've seen some great pictures of some of that. Here's the questions we got for today. So when is the last time you had fun reading the Bible? The Bark Pizza Challenge was fun. I want you to tell me that story. And I wonder, are you ready to have fun again? And I wonder if you might be ready for the Mark Pizza Challenge. I think we're going to crank that up here and invite anybody and everybody who wants to see if they can go 16 days in a row. We won't finish the whole Gospel of Mark in this summer series. Probably won't even get close. But you know what? You can definitely, you'll have 16 plus days to do it. And just start praying about it if you want to jump in. We'll figure the pizza out later. Well, I think now is a good minute to make the handoff for Singing with Dad. My dad is here, and y'all, he has loved being a part of this, and so many of you wrote him. He's gotten over 500 cards by now. And you know what? A lot of y'all wrote me too, and I want to thank you for that. You've encouraged me in these days of rest and renewal, and it's meant a lot. It's meant a lot. So I'm so glad to be back, and Dad and I are going to lead the singing now. Okay, friends and neighbors, the long-awaited break is over. And we are back and ready to sing. Look who's here. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. Y'all get comfortable because we're singing to you.
No, 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 no. They're singing with us, Dad.
Okay, with us.
This
All
is
right.
not a performance. This is a choir.
Well, we're going to kind of follow y'all then.
Amen. Now, I wanted to share. Dad, do you remember how many letters and cards you've gotten from our Wake Up Call friends?
Oh, hundreds of them.
Hundreds. Hundreds.
It's just...
He's over 500. Tell me, anything you want to say to the people out there?
Well, it makes us so... feel so very important, and we're not. But you're just making us feel awful good. You make us to where we want to get singing more.
That's good, Dad.
More and more.
Well, just today, we got a card from Ina Ray Weeks, who's out in North Carolina, and look what she sent. This is like a little prayer square, and they stitch these together, and they're hoping that these go probably to women because men's hands are going to be dirty, but I bet they go to anybody. They take them, she said in the letter, and they put them across the altar, and they pray over them, and then they give them to people. I mean, it's just good to have the kind of tactile thing in your hand. It's a reminder to pray. It's a great way to bless somebody else and give them these. So, Ina Ray Weeks, we appreciate you sending that to us. And we're going to sing a great chorus. It's in our hymnal. Let's tell them what we're singing today, Dad.
Spirit of the Living God.
And it's number
299.
In what book are we singing from here?
We are singing from Our Great Redeemer's Praise.
Our Great Redeemer's Praise. That's our seedbed hymnal.
Yep.
And if you don't have a copy, you need one, and we will be glad to get one in the mail to you. You can look at the links in the email and in all the show notes on the podcast platforms. So, you know, Dad, we're going to... Summertime, I always think of the summer as the season of learning about the Holy Spirit, because the day of Pentecost comes, you know, in May mostly, sometimes June.
It does.
And it's a chance to just learn more about the Holy Spirit. And this summer, we're working through some of Mark's gospel, and we're studying Jesus to learn about the Spirit of God. So we're going to sing this hymn today. We'll sing it through twice, and just encourage you as you sing it, just to open your hands up like as a posture of receiving, right? Receiving. We don't grasp for the Holy Spirit. We open up and receive. So I'll try to pitch us.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me and melt me, mold me, fill me, Spirit of the living God. Fall afresh on me.
Let's sing it again prayerfully.
Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me. Melt me, mold me, fill me, use me, Spirit of the living God, fall afresh on me.
Well, amen, amen.
That's what we need, isn't it?
That's exactly what we need.
We need the Holy Spirit. I remember a time, Dad, when you went on a trip with a youth group, and y'all went to Florida, and you taught them, you were their teacher, and you taught them about the Holy Spirit. I remember helping you write that lesson.
Oh.
We got to figure out how to bring it back.
We need to get it. Yeah, we need to find it.
We need to get it back out, because it was very, very good and plain and simple. And that's what we need. We need the Holy Spirit. And we have to open ourselves up and welcome Him. But He does everything else. He'll melt us. He'll mold us. He'll fill us. He'll use us. That's the secret to the Christian's life, Holy Spirit.
It's not complicated.
It's not complicated. That's one of Dad's favorite things to say. It's not complicated.
Didn't say
it was easy, but it's not complicated. All right. Well, it's time for send you all out onto the fields today. So get your seeds. You're going to do some sowing today. And for The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.
We'll see you
on the field.
Amen.
Amen.
Glad you're back, Dad.
Thank you. Glad to be back.